I'm Vicki Nunn. Welcome to The Midday. I have a special guest today. Anne Marie McDermott is the pianist who will be playing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra tonight. And we'll spend a little time with Anne Marie, first with some Bach that she recorded. This is the prelude from the English Suite No. 2 in A minor. Great, lively way to begin the midday today. Anne Marie McDermott playing that prelude from the English Suite No. 2 in A minor by Bach. Welcome to the studio, Anne.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And I understand that this CD came about from a friendship and a collaboration with Nadia Salerno Sonnenberg.
Absolutely. I had made this Bach recording. A dream of mine always was to record solo Bach repertoire. And I had made this recording at a church in Bristol, England, mm-hmm. several years back on a label, Global Music Network label, GMN. And recording was going to expire after a certain amount of time, and Nadia loved the recording so much, she decided, all right, I'm going to take this, repackage it, and re-release the recording to kind of keep it out there, and I'm very grateful. It's a fun recording, and I'm happy to have it out there.
And she also has artistic abilities.
She does. You know, that girl is so talented on every level. And it's so impressive to me that I think it's just a couple of years ago now that she started her own record label, nssmusic.com, mm-hmm. and has been releasing, in her first year, she released 5 CDs. So there's a CD of her and I called Live. It's a live recital we had done in New York. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon she'll be releasing all 3 Brahms sonatas, violin and piano sonatas. With the two of us, so
that's great.
She's an impressive woman.
Well, as are you. You have quite a rich variety of music that you're interested in and mm-hmm. that you play, from Bach to the Shostakovich you'll be playing tonight, and beyond that, Gunther Schuller. Tell us a little bit about your musical interests and where that started and where mm-hmm. you feel it's going.
Well, thank you. Where it's going, I can't exactly say. I really follow my heart as far as repertoire that I choose to play. Bach is, of course, always close to my heart. I play Bach every day of my life. It's good mm-hmm. for the soul. It's good for the brain, for everything. Mm-hmm. You know, some years back, I got very intrigued by the repertoire of Prokofiev and decided mm-hmm. to embark on playing all 9 sonatas and did that. That probably took about couple of years of my life, actually. Learning that repertoire, I recorded all 9 sonatas, and I toured playing it's a 3 recital series to play all of the mm-hmm, 9 sonatas. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and about 2 years ago, I got very impacted by Shostakovich's repertoire, and I actually put together a 3 concert series for the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, right. where we did the complete chamber music, and I included in that the concerto, the first piano concerto with trumpet, mm-hmm. Because to me it really is like a piece of chamber music. It's called a concerto, but it's performed with chamber orchestra, which is what I'm doing here with the mm-hmm. Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, and a small group of players, and everybody really has to put out maximum energy and effort to make this piece come alive. So it's an incredible piece of music. I've, you know, in recent years gotten more and more passionate about playing music of our time. I just commissioned recently Charles Warrenin to write a sonata for me, which I now have the score. I kind of shake when I look at the score. I haven't started learning it yet, but I'm just thrilled that this is his fourth piano sonata that he wrote for me, and I can't wait to embark on that. And you know, it's a process always, I find, with the repertoire that I'm playing, and that's why I say I try and follow my heart so that I'm always mm-hmm. playing repertoire that really speaks to me, and that where I feel I can have a real impact. In what just recently I had a recording released off of the beaten path in the classical music realm, and all Gershwin. CD.
Right. We just got that, and we'll hear a little bit of that later.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. So that was an incredibly fun project. I mean, mm-hmm. Gershwin was such a unique musical voice, mm-hmm. and I recorded that just last summer with Dallas Symphony, and I'm very excited that that's just been released.
Well, we look forward to that. I wonder if we could hear some of the Prokofiev that you've recorded. We have a CD with the fifth and sixth sonatas and the sarcasms. And I think you've chosen to hear the first movement of the sonata number 5.
Yes. Yes, it's an allegro tranquillo movement. And it's sort of an unusual movement, which which is why I wanted to have it played today. It's Prokofiev being a little more gentle. There are still some explosive elements to this movement, but the opening of this is really very, very gentle, very singing. It's great. All of his repertoire is great, but this is close to my heart, this movement.
All right. So here's Anne-Marie McDermott playing the first movement of the piano sonata number 5 in C by Sergei Prokofiev. Was the first movement of the piano sonata number 5 by Prokofiev. Anne-Marie McDermott playing that, and on the midday today, our guest. Thanks for coming in. And
of course.
Before your performance tonight with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, which will be the Shostakovich Piano Concerto number 1, has a great part for trumpet as well. Nice dialogue between those two instruments, and wondered if you'd talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I've played this piece quite a lot, and I never get tired of playing it. It really has so many elements of Shostakovich's writing. It's not. It certainly has some of the dark qualities that people associate with Shostakovich's writing, mm-hmm. but it also has a big raucous quality to it. The last movement has this cadenza, and it's just frenetic and funny, and it's almost like, you know, Shostakovich attempting jazz a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's right off the bat, it's what I love about this piece is that it does take you on such a journey. It's 4 movements, and they're all connected. There's not really a break in between the movements. And it's a big emotional roller coaster that it takes you on. The first movement is really on fire. It has a little sarcastic quality to it. Mm-hmm. And then the second movement is one of the most beautiful things I think Shostakovich ever wrote. Incredible string writing. And the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra here, they're just doing such an amazing job. We've had a couple of great, great rehearsals on the piece. Then the third movement, it's almost impressionistic sounding. It's like, where did this come? It starts with a piano solo, and it's like, where did this come from? It's kind of searching. It doesn't know quite where it's going. And then the last movement is, again, just electric and on fire. And the trumpet, it's very demanding of the trumpet part, and especially the whole ending. I can't remember how many times you repeat a C major chord, but it's just over and over and over and over again. It's like,
you get the point.
You get the point, exactly.
Now, I'm wondering, do you or how do you prepare differently for solo performance and with an orchestra or with chamber musicians?
Well, it is, to me, like I say, this piece, I qualify this as chamber music, really as almost as mm-hmm. most piano concerti are. It's a dynamic process. And by that I mean I prepare my part hopefully 150% so that I can have a certain amount of flexibility when I walk on stage and first meet the fellow musicians that I'm going to be collaborating with. Mm-hmm. And then from there we kind of just figure it out together. I express my ideas. I want to hear their ideas. And we kind of just make it something that we're all hugely passionate about and hugely involved in. You know, and that changes. Every time I've played this piece with a different orchestra, it's a little bit different, or with a different trumpet player. And I love that process because it really, it's the essence of music. It's very, it's alive, it's dynamic. It's a conversation.
Yeah, it's a collaboration for
yes,
sure.
Yes,
do you work with the conductor ahead of time probably to kind of talk
yeah.
through some of these
we do.
Nuances?
Exactly. Yeah. Just so that when we start the rehearsal with all of the musicians, the conductor and I have the same ideas, hopefully, the same ideas about tempi. You know, and about always the conductor will come, we'll meet in advance, and I play through the concerto for him or her, and we discuss some ideas. Mm-hmm. And the Andrew Sewell here has been really great to work with, very very interactive, and mm-hmm. we've created this together, and I think it's going to be a very fun, dynamic performance tonight.
Wonderful. Now, I also know that you have a traveling companion for a lot of your performances.
I do.
And your companion Sammy goes with you on airplanes and
she goes everywhere. She goes everywhere. I always joke, it's my therapist. It's a little white Maltese, and I've had her. You know, my inspiration for getting Sammy was I worked for several years with John Browning, who I just worshipped, and he's such an incredible musician and artist. And John traveled for gosh, I think it was like 18 years with a Papillon, but I'm not sure the breed of dog. Tyler was his dog. Just a little guy. And I'll never forget sitting, sometimes I'd go to a concert of John and I'd be sitting backstage and have Tyler on my lap. Tyler knew the repertoire that John would play. I mean, it was just the most fun relationship they had. And so I finally broke down and with my husband's encouragement, it was almost his fault, he brought me to the little pet shop where we got Sammy. And she's been traveling with me since she was 7 weeks old, and she's amazing. Comes to all my concerts. She sits in the dressing room, and for when I rehearse with orchestra, she just sits under the piano in her bag and has a good snooze.
She has developed quite an ear. I understand you were working on Prokofiev when you first got her.
I was in the midst of, you know, performing and recording the 9 Prokofiev sonatas, and this is rather this is huge repertoire and rather mm-hmm. vicious and loud. And she would lay under the piano day after day. I actually asked her a bit. I said, "Am I going to make her go deaf?" He said, "No, she'll be fine." But then when she was about 5 months old, I had to prepare a Mozart concerto. And I started, I think it was Kerschel 271. I started practicing Mozart. She walked out from under the piano and started barking at me. So, but she's come to now enjoy Mozart, but she wasn't sure about it at first.
But Prokofiev sits well with her.
Yes.
We'll hear a little bit more Prokofiev, actually. One of the great marches that he incorporated in one of his piano sonatas.
Yeah, Prokofiev really had a propensity for writing marches. He had, his repertoire really demands a tremendous rhythmic vitality. And it's something I equate also with Bach's writing and with Shostakovich's writing. And this is a perfect example of a Prokofiev march. It's the second movement of the sixth piano sonata in A major.
Here it is. Was that great march, second movement from Prokofiev's sixth piano sonata. Anne-Marie McDermott playing that. Our quiz question in just a moment, and while I'm taking calls and emails, we're going to be listening to some Gershwin, this new CD that just came out with Anne-Marie McDermott and the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, and we're going to hear the second Rhapsody, a work that's not heard often.
It's really not, and it's a big piece. It's about, I think it's 14 minutes long or something like this, and it was such an incredible discovery. I had played it some years back, but when I first started working with Dallas, most of the orchestra had never played this piece, and it, you know, has everything that the Rhapsody in Blue has, you know, of it's just so enthusiastic and dynamic and fun, and you know, it's a big piece, and it was a joy to put this on the recording. I was very happy that Bridge Records wanted to do that. This recording it's the complete works for piano and orchestra. Has another piece many people don't know as well, which is the I've Got Rhythm Variations, which is also incredible. It's short; it's only 7 minutes long, but very fiery and alive. It's It's a fun recording.
And the great big piano concerto in F as well.
Of course.
Yeah, I always think of your playing as dynamic and enthusiastic. So
thank you.
I appreciate having talked to you a bit this noon.
Thank well, I love talking to you as well and being here, and thanks for having me.
We'll hear you tonight at the Capitol Theater in Madison in the Overture Center with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra playing the Shostakovich Piano Concerto No. 1. The orchestra's also playing the Bizet Symphony in C, and that wonderful piece for includes a saxophone, I think, and a drum set.
Yep.
The Mio
yep.
Creation of the World.
Yeah. It's you know, I was mentioning to the orchestra last night, I had played, there's a transcription of that piece, The Creation of the World, for piano quintet.
Oh,
that
fun.
I had played, and I was listening to the orchestra rehearse the original version for orchestra last night, and boy, it's an amazing piece. It's really fun. It's much better in the orchestral version than the piano quintet version, I might add.
So, well, we'll hear that tonight. 8 o'clock is concert time, and again, thanks for being with us.